Last week, we started speaking about the Mishnah of Aseh Lecha Rav, Mishnah Vav. And we saw how important it is that a person have a Rav, not only for paskening, but as a friend and as a guide, as part of their social setting. But a question that arises regarding this Mishnah is the degree to which a person should have one particular Rav. Aseh Lecha Rav, should it be one? So the Rami Bar Tanur on our Mishnah says, V'ani shamati Aseh Lecha Rav sheyekabel lo Rav echod, a person should have one Rav who he learns from all the time. And the truth is that Avot Rabbi Natan, in the 8th Perek on our Mishnah, actually makes this point before him. A person should have a Rav Kavua, Mikra, Mishnah, Midrash, Halachot, Agadot, etc. In Halacha Bet of the 8th Perek, Rabbi Meir says, important to remember that it's Rabbi Meir, that someone who learns Torah from one Rav is like a person who has one field in which he plants different types of plants. It's all focused, and it's all one good focused field of good products. As opposed to someone who plants different products in many fields all over the place, comes out mifuzar and confused. The Gemara in Erev in Daf Nun Gimel, in fact, says that this was a difference between Bnei Yehuda and Bnei Galil. The Judeans had accustomed to learn from one Rav, Nitkaima Toratan Biadam. The Galileans, who didn't learn this way, their Torah was not mitkayim. We can talk about Torah being mitkayim in different ways, but one aspect could be learning and beyond learning, hashkafa. If a person is learning and getting an approach from one Rebbe, so then it's consonant and consistent. If it's scattered, then there are contradictions and things that don't fit with each other, and this is the concept being discussed by Avot Rabbi Natan. What's interesting, though, is that earlier in the 3rd parak of Avot Rabbi Natan, Rebbe Meir, the same Rebbe Meir, says that if you've learned from one Rebbe, don't say that's enough. Go to other Chachamim and learn from them as well. In fact, Rebbe Meir says, Chovahu li'adam shi'ashamesh shlosha tamidei Chachamim. A person has a responsibility to be mishamesh three different tamidei Chachamim. In fact, Ben Zoma in the 4th parak of Avot goes even further and says, Ezeo Chacham halomid mikol adam. You have to learn from every Rebbe and every person. Rav Kook has a piece, Chelek Aleph in Orot HaKodesh, Ot Yud Gimel, where he talks about how broad scoping this Mishnah is. Ezeo Chacham alomid mikol adam below shiur klal, without exception. And Rav Kook says the greater you are as a person, the more people you can learn from. How do we reconcile between these two ideas, both quoted in the name of Rebbe Meir? So the Gemara of Avodah Zarah Daf Yutedim and Aleph, though it doesn't discuss our Mishnah directly, discusses this issue. The Gemara there is Medayik from Tehillim Perak Aleph, where it says V'haya ke'etz shatul al palge mayim, should be like a sapling nursing from pools of water. The Gemara says, why does it say nursing and not planted? The Gemara says, we learn from here, kol alomei Torah mirav echad eino roa simin bracha li'olam. Person who only learns from one Rebbe, is planted by that Rebbe, never flowers himself. The Gemara continues and says that Reb Chista taught this idea to his Talmidim, and then they went to learn by other people. He then explained to them that, hani mili svara avul gemara mirav echad odif. Regarding Svara, it's important that people learn from different people, but regarding building a person's worldview, Gemara, and the base, that needs to be from one Rav. Rashi there elaborates and says, learning Harifut, you gain from everyone, but learning your Mishnah, your Gemara, and I would add, your halachic observance, your approach to life, for this we need consistency. And so you see here a balance, and an important balance, both sides be struck, between learning from everyone, and making sure to learn what everyone has to offer, but making sure that your worldview, your base learning, is consonant and consistent in a way that makes sense and we can build upon.